I did that.
That substantiates bucket for me. If you had some dirt in the front yard and want to take it to the backyard, you probably shovel it into a
wheelbarrow.
And you wanted to sharpen the scythe, you probably use a
file.
Or a stone of some sort. You ever used stone?
Yeah.
One
that had a wheel?
Yeah. There's one that had a wheel and one that's just a piece of rock or some sort of stone.
Oh.
Might sharpen a penknife one of them.
Oh, yeah. My dad sharpened his razor on it, didn't he? What would you call it, though?
Whetstone?
He'd wet his razor.
Uh-huh.
Whetstone.
What was that again?
Wet. I don't know. Why did they call it a whetstone? Did they put water on it?
No, they actually spelled it W-H-E-T. And it was wet. You know, to wet something.
Oh.
It's slightly different. And the kind that you grind, you call it a...
Some kind of a wheel. Sharp.
They were
called a sharpener.
They were called a grindstone.
Grindstone, yeah, sure, we called it grindstone.
Harking back a little here, I guess. Now, if you had a wheel that was squeaking, say, I guess I'd better do what to it? I'd better...
Oil it.
Or...
Grease, I guess. Grease it.
And you've got the grease on your hands. You see, my hands are kind of...
greasy.
And they used to put in the lamps before the electricity came in, they used to pour in some stuff to make it burn.
Kerosene or oil.
And you buy toothpaste, not in a box, but in a...
tube.
There's a university in the South, spelled D-U-K-E.
Duke.
And you go fishing, you probably wouldn't go in a canoe, you'd go in a...
boat.
Any special kind?
Rowboat.
And to get the boat from the land into the water, you say, I'm going to have to...
launch the boat.
Okay. If I handed you some, if I gave you some pencils and then I asked for them back,
You'd be an Indian giver.
You'd hand them to me and say, here, pencil. Here. Begin it with here and end with
here. Here are the pencils. Or here are your pencils. But if you gave them to me, they'd be mine, wouldn't they?
No pencil. Here are my pencils.
Yeah.
Gets a little confusing. I got one I wanted. That's all right. You're holding the baby, and the mother gets a little worried, and you say, oh, don't worry, I'm going to hurt him.
I won't hurt him. I'm not going to hurt him.
And you tell somebody something, you're not too sure what you said is right. You say, well, I am right. What would you say after that? I'm right.
Am I not?
No ain'ts in your vocabulary.
No, we always fell on a can of red paint in this house if we used an ain't.
You did what?
We always said to the little boy, if he said the word ain't, he'd fall on a can of red paint. And so when we had company and they came in and they said ain't, he said, you'll fall on a can of red paint. It's sort of embarrassing,
yeah,
but he didn't say ain't.
I guess not. Somebody accuses you of doing something, you say, no,
it wasn't me.